Yo, what's going on, people? Mark Fagan here, coming at you once again. Right into the airport, gotta pick up my folks. So I just say, yo, let me just shoot this one quick video. Alright, so yo, check me out, right? So, I would dare say I'm in one of the best shapes of my life, right? I've been working out consistently for, I would say, the past 3 to 4 months, right? Nothing major, nothing crazy, just some good old-fashioned bodyweight stuff, little pull-ups, little push-ups, run around the backyard, that kind of stuff, right? Some Hindu squats, Hindu push-ups, that kind of stuff, right? And I say again, I'm in one of the best shapes of my life, right? Give or take, you know, I'm 38, so I have a couple injuries and all that kind of stuff from when I was playing sports in college and whatnot, high school too. But I'm in the best. It's like I'm not no dad bod type of person. Like anybody who tell you about this dad bod shit, that they lying to us, guys. You want to be fit, right? You want to be fit. Especially in business, you want to be fit because strong mind equals strong body. Strong mind equals strong body. Like, okay, so check this, right? A lot of people out there in business are very weak-minded, okay? And there's no problem if you realize you're weak-minded, that's fine. Like, a lot of people say, oh, man, my mind is not. My mind said all tight. Like, okay, fine, right? But the wise person who recognizes that they're weak-minded is going to reflect back and be like, okay, you know, maybe I need to brush up on my mental game a little bit. And you could read all these books. You could read all these Think and Grow Rich and all this kind of stuff. But what works for me is getting in shape. Getting in shape works for me because it's like, okay, so check this, right? So, you know, we buy a course say, hey, this course is going to show you how to make money, blah, 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 right? And most of us don't even, like after purchase, don't even open the course, okay? Most of us will try the course, run through the course, or probably just do halfway the course and stop. Some of us will see something in the course that we don't like and we'll stop, right? It's the same thing for losing weight, maintaining your body. It's like, yo, the first couple of days, you're going to be like, shit. Like when I started, I could barely do 15 push-ups. I could barely do 15 push-ups. And I'm like, I'm a stockily built guy. So somebody would look at me and be like, yo, he looks like he could do 25, 30. But if you put me to the test, I could only do 15. Right? So, you know, it's like, wow. Then after a while, 15 becomes 20. And then 20 becomes 25. And 30 and then 40. And before you know it, your chest is looking like, you know what I'm saying? It's looking good. Wife looking at you better, you know? And the reason why I say this is because these little boosts to your ego, these little tiny ego boosts, you must cherish them, right? Like the other day, me and my wife, we went on this double date and we had got there early. And while we were getting ready, you know, there is like right now it's hot as hell, guys. Like right now in Texas, Houston, it's averaging in the 90s. And I'm talking mid-90s, right? Most of the time it's damn near 100, 105, right? And so I'm used to wearing long sleeve shirts. I just like wearing long sleeve shirts. Back then when the summer wasn't hot, I was wearing a long sleeve shirt, little polo, you know what I'm saying? But this time it's like, nah. You want to commit suicide? Fine, you can wear a long sleeve shirt, but I'm not finna go. And so, you know, I had nothing to wear. My wife was like, why you don't just wear them shirts? You got a lot of short sleeve shirts. Just wear one. Don't be a baby. I'm like, all right, fine. Well, you know, I just remember the last time I wore a short sleeve shirt, you know, I was chunky. You know, I was out of shape. Arms was, you know what I'm saying? Like, it just didn't look good. Man, I put that motherfucker on and your boy was looking good. You know them shirts that fit right, chest fit right, biceps look, you know, look bicep. So anyway, we go there. I go there. I said, babe, let me go book the table and get everything ready. You know, you can go powder your nose. That kind of stuff, right? So I go up in there and, you know, while I'm walking up the steps to the restaurant, we go to Papa Do's, right? So I don't know if you got Papa Do's where you is, but like at the front, there's this glass windows. Like most restaurants probably got them. Man, it got some young tenders was in there, and them young tenders saw me taking my old ass up the stairs. And I'm telling you, man, it's like, they were just like, they did a double take. And I was, you know, I wasn't frightened by it, but I savor these moments to my ego, because I'm going to take these wins and translate them to, you know, being that fuel to keep me in the game. You know, it's like, you out there, you trying to do your thing, you posting content, you're not getting no sales. But if your mindset's right, you're going, all right, motherfucker, let's do this, let's dig in, let's get this shit popping. Go back in your mind and take all those wins, right? Take all those wins. Look at this progress you've done made with your body, right? And then it builds that discipline. Because I'm going to tell you, my program, the 30-Minute Sales Machine, is more about discipline than anything else. It's a discipline game. It's a discipline game. Because, you know, most people don't know how to write emails. Right, everybody call themselves digital marketers, internet marketers, but they don't know how to write emails, right? And doing something that you've never done before, or you know, it's going to be a little bit of struggle. Some people expect the 30 days to happen as soon as they buy the 30-minute sales machine to activate as soon as they buy the course. No, bro, or as soon as they sign up for coaching. Nah, right? It's a process. It's like working out. As a matter of fact, Strange Training, to do my course, you are required to work on your body, right? You are required to work on your body, right? And, you know, you read some books too. That's the only fucking way, right? And an example of a weak-minded person would be somebody who... And I've been weak-minded. And my mind is not... Hercules mind. I don't have no Hercules strength mind. I'm just a guy who's working on my shit, right? And I recognized back in the past where instances where I would fold. Folding, like, you buy one course today, in the next 2 weeks, 30 days, you're buying another course, right? That's the reason why most people end up in debt, because they're looking for a savior. You are your only savior. I'm not your savior. I'm the guide. But you are the one. I'll say, okay, here's this dragon. Kill this dragon. If you want to kill this dragon, you're going to do this. You're going to do this. You're going to do that. But at the end of the day, you are going to have to do it. Whether it's a course, ebook, or a coaching program, you're going to have to do the work. Right? And that's why a lot of these people is creaming over AI right now. AI is everybody's daddy, because... AI, the perception of AI is, okay, I'm going to do your work for you and wipe your ass and feed you cornflakes in the morning. It don't work like that, brethren. Right? But I know better than to convince people who are, you know, indoctrinated in the whole AI savior business. I'm not into that. So, I have something for you guys if you are willing to do what it takes. And I'm going to tell you, it's not even a lot of work. Like, okay, when I my workout routine is like this, okay? I wake up, you know, or depending on whenever it's in the middle of the day and I feel like doing this. But right now it's hot as hell, right? So I would wake up in the morning, stretch, do a little stretch, touch my toes, that kind of stuff. And I'll, you know, stretch my body, get my ankles loose, that kind of stuff, get my arms loose, do some deep breathing. My kids got a little basketball hoop. I'll shoot some hoops, just shoot some hoops, get the blood flowing. And then I do some Hindu squats, and then I'm running around in the backyard, and I'm doing some push-ups, and you know, I'll probably go for a couple sprints. And there's nothing organized or nothing. I don't need to go to the gym or nothing like that, right? With the 30-minute sales machine, you're doing, after you set it up, you're doing one thing to rule them all. You're gonna write an email in such a way that the persons on your list, they're gonna love you, they're gonna buy from you, and they're gonna support you, right? Granted that you don't give them crap, right? So that's it, man. If all of you guys are interested, I have a free video that's gonna give you a jump start, kickstart on how to get this shit done. The link is in the bio. And also, man, support my YouTube channel. I'm building a YouTube channel. You can just jump on over there and slap the subscribe button. I would really, really appreciate that. If you got any questions, just put questions in wherever the questions go, and I will try my best to get back to you, okay? All right, peace.